Utah. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. With the flu season upon us now, some advice coming out from a leading medical group, the Vaccine Integrity Project American Academy of Family Physicians present. Dr. Sarah Nozal says all adults should get a COVID-19 shot.
If you're older than 19, we recommend getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This is especially important for people who are 65 years and older at increased risk for severe COVID infection and those who've never received a COVID-19 vaccine.
More strikes by Iran against its Arab neighbors. We get an update from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
An Iranian drone attack Wednesday has sparked a blaze in Kuwait City, and Bahrain intercepted incoming drones following a night of American bombardment that included a deadly strike on a wedding party. Iranian officials say at least 5 people were killed, including a child, and at least 68 wounded. I'm Charles de la Desma.
House lawmakers have reprimanded one of their own, censuring Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards of North Carolina after an ethics committee finding that he acted inappropriately toward 2 young female staffers.
Edwards has apologized to the former aides and his family, but he also says he did not believe he committed sexual harassment. Ethics Chairman Representative Michael Guest says that while Edwards denied his conduct was intended to be sexual or romantic, his pattern of behavior could lead a reasonable person to interpret it as such. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's been 25 years since the 9/11 attacks. Many of those first responders still struggling.
Thousands of first responders and residents of Lower Manhattan are still suffering the health effects, including PTSD, from the trauma of the radical Islamic terrorist attack, along with various different types of cancers from the toxins. The World Trade Center Health Program, which is federally funded, monitoring the health impacts. Some cancers specifically related to what people inhaled and got on their skin first showing up now.
This is SRN News. A new study charts the location of America's evangelical Christians.
It is the work of J.D. Payne of the Southern Baptist Convention, and it draws its numbers from the U.S. Religion Census. Payne reports that evangelical Christians are centered in the Southeast and Midwest, with Alabama coming in first, followed by Oklahoma, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee. The state with the least evangelicals is Utah, where the Mormon Church predominates, followed by Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are making preparations for the High Holy Days this month. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year celebration, begins at sundown on September 11th, while Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, begins at sundown on September 20th. As has been the case in recent years, the holidays will be celebrated in the shadow of anti-Semitism and war. Attacks on Jews around the world have been on the rise ever since that terrible Hamas attack in 2023. This is SRN News. The European Union is grappling with how to respond to an attempted drone attack at a German airport blamed on Russia. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
The German government has identified Russia as behind an attempt to attack cargo planes at Leipzig-Halle Airport. Had this attack succeeded, this would have resulted in enormous damage and possibly even loss of life.
EU foreign ministers are considering more sanctions, but many member nations remain cautious about escalating any tensions with nuclear-armed and sometimes belligerent Russia. The former tropical storm Edward weakening into a depression and moving into the northern part of Texas today. Edward dumped heavy rains first, flooding roads, knocking down trees along the way as it slowly moved to the north. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 311 points. More details at SRNnews.com.